It may be, you know, wild geese. And at the same time, it is not just wild geese. When we see something, our practice should follow. Our Buddha nature should follow. Wild geese is not just wild geese. For the Zen student, wild geese is not wild geese. Hyakujo is not just Hyakujo. And Baso, horse master too. He is also, you know. Buddha nature itself. So what is it? That's what can be everything. What is it? It is not just wild geese. Everything can be wild geese. I don't know whether Hyakujo knew it when he said that it's wild geese. And Vasa said, where are they going? Where are they going? Where are they going? They are going somewhere. Even though they are going somewhere, they are there. They cannot escape from the Buddha nature, the from our power of practice. Wherever they go, they are right here with us. That Hyakujo said they flies flew away. This is rather maybe careless answer, maybe. Flew away. So he, it's right here. He and the person. Teach is not. Did it. Flew away. Here, there are many wild geese on your nose. You know, if he is practicing always, if there is no gap, you know, in his practice, he wouldn't say they flew away. What will you say if you are in Hyakujo? Even though you say they flew away, that's the right answer, you know. Flew away, actually. They are not here anymore. But if you are prepared for his teacher's twitching his nose, it was all right. But in his practice, there were some gaps. so he cried. But the way he cried, I don't know how he cried. The way he cried is good. It is all right, even though he cried. So this kind of koan is very interesting. If you study this koan from various angles, you will appreciate the endless, limitless meaning in it. Our way of life should be like this. And even between great Zen master and great disciple, the way we talk will not be different from a usual person. But the difference is whether they are ready for various circumstances and conditions. Even a great Zen master when he cries, when he should cry, he may cry. When he should laugh, he will laugh. When everyone is hungry, he will be hungry too. But there is some difference. Their hunger and hunger of usual person. If your practice is right, you will be ready for various activity. So what we will gain by the power we will gain by our practice is not common power. It is some special power. By special, I mean because it is special. It is special because it can be everything. Usually, the special power is something different from a usual power, which cannot be usual. Mm. we are always upset, you know, trying to get something easier, unusual. You know, even though they say this is unusual, for us, Zen students, it is not unusual. Only unusual thing is the thing which can be everything. Like, money or gold. You can buy everything with that. Maybe like salt, whatever you eat, there's some amount of salt. In this way, our power is something like this, figuratively speaking. But gold or salt is not actually the power. Something you cannot understand what it is, something which is beyond our understanding, something which you cannot put it in words. So we say teaching out of letters. Teaching which will be understood if we have ear to listen to it, eyes to see it. But if we do not have eyes to see it, we cannot see. That is the teaching out of letter. If you try to, it is like, as Dogen Zen said in his poem, it is like letters. It can be a letters written on high and black. High rugged black on the seashore. Even in storm, no waves can reach. Even though you try to see it, you cannot see it because it is too high. The only way, but the high rock on the rugged seashore is always there, giving various teaching to us. This kind of teaching is true teaching. And this kind of our practice should be like this. We should, through our practice, always expressing the truth. This kind of truth practice is our practice. The introduction to this talk, to this subject, between Baso and Hyakujo. Engo introduced the subject and said, what is called the substance of the universe, substance of the universe, or the great Tao, is not something which exists outside of the universe. It is omnipresent and not contained in one part only. Its total activity is entirely independent. An enlightened Zen scholar is one who understands this mystery and understands all ordinary circumstances, knows how to deal with it. Such a man may be called one who has the light of the lights of a graduate. With regard to his words and verse, if he omits all self-regarding ideas, he will attain to the mysterious power of controlling life and death, the power to bring enlightenment by the positive. Word using, positive word using or negative, silent method of instruction. Well, now, in what way did the ancient attain to his ultimate serenity? Here is something for you to ponder. Translation. Mysterious. Mysterious does not mean, you know, something. something mysterious. mysterious. Mean, you know. It is mysterious. It, beyond words, it means, you know. You can, you know it, you know. You can understand it, but you cannot say, you cannot put it in words, because word is just, it is not possible to say various understanding, various understanding from all realms. If you say, you know, from one side, you cannot say at the same time from the other side. So that is why we say mysterious. So even enlightened master cannot say anything properly. Wild geese is wild geese. If it is flew away, it flew away. you cannot say it is there and it flew away. That make any sense. You know. Then, you know, master will ask you, which do you mean? Is it here or there? You have no answer. No answer is right. So it is impossible to say, you know, to put it, the reality into words. So that is why we say mysterious. But mysterious, it is not mysterious. It is too, you know, obvious that we cannot say. Word is not. Word is mysterious. For us, it is mysterious that we cannot say anything having in a deep mouth, even Zen master, even Basa, whose tongue reached to Lord, cannot say anything. If he say something, you should pull his tongue. You shouldn't fool us by your long tongue. That is right, you know. So, if Hyakucho pulled out his tongue, both master would be would have been very pleased. Not mysterious, you know. Too obvious. Too clear. So, we sometimes call it reality. You know, reality. It is too obvious. So, then it's not mysterious at all. The appreciatory word. This is also interesting. That wild duck. Just what was it? Basso saw it and started a conversation. The object of his talk would have been love of mountain. Crowds see the moon, and yet Hyakujo did not understand. It is just flew away. He himself wanted to fly away. Instead, he himself was silenced. The wild duck just what was it? Basso saw it and started conversation. The old teachers, in his practice, there was no cessation in their practice. They are always practicing their way. They are always ready to various activities. That is how we should be concentrated on our activity. Our concentration is not the usual concentration. You know, concentration means usually to be involved in something. But at the same time, we should have freedom. So this kind of concentration is more deeper and more natural. You know, if you are trying to be concentrated on something, you know, your effort is directed to one way only. So it is difficult to change it. If your concentration is quite natural, you can change any time. And you will be ready to change your direction of effort. So this kind of concentration cannot be studied by usual everyday practice, everyday activity. Just then can do it. Through then, you can have this kind of training. When you have some object, you know, some object, somehow your effort is directed to that object. It means, you know, your effort is working on one way only. In that way, you cannot understand how to change the direction of effort. But in just by practice of appear there. you will practice how to shift, make shift in your effort. And even though you enter into the area of enlightenment, you have almost lost the living way to salvation. Look at the Buddha. Though born with great wisdom, he had to sit for 6 years. Look at Bodhidharma, who transmitted the Buddha mind. We can still hear the echo of his 9-year ball-gazing practice. The old sages are very diligent. There is no reason why modern man cannot understand it. You should quit following words and letters. You should withdraw and reflect on yourself. Withdraw means to change the direction of the effort. Not outward, but inward. You should withdraw and reflect on yourself. If you can cast off body and mind naturally, the Buddha mind emerges. If you wish to gain quickly, you must start quickly. And he explains carefully how to sit. In meditation, you should have a quiet room. You should eat and drink in moderation. You should forsake myriad relation, abstain, relations abstain from everything. Do not think of good and evil. Do not think of right and wrong. Stop the function of mind, of will, of consciousness. Keep from measuring memory, perception, insight. Do not strive to become the Buddha. Do not cling to sit or lying down. In the sitting place, spread a thick square cushion and on top of it put a round cushion. Some meditate in Payanka, sitting cross-legged. and others in half payanka, half lotus. You must prepare by wearing your robe and a belt, rosary. By wearing your robe and belt, rosary. Then, rest your right hand on your left foot, your left hand in your right palm, press your thumb together, sit upright. Do not lean to the left or right, forward or backward. Place your ears in the same plane as your shoulders. Your nose in line with your navel. Keep your tongue against the plate and close your lips and teeth firmly. Keep your eyes open. Inhale quietly. Settle your body comfortably. Exhale sharply. Exhale sharply. Move your body to the left and right. Then sit cross legged steady. Think the unthinkable. How do you think the unthinkable? Think beyond thinking and unthinking. This is the important phase of cross-legged sitting. Think the unthinkable. Think unthinkable means think not about something. Usually when you think about something. But if your thinking mind directed opposite way, that is to think unthinkable. Your mind is still clear, but there is no object. The sun is not shining, only the earth. The earth, if the earth is happened to be here, the sun will shine on our earth. Think unthinkable. Your mind must be like the sun. It is shining, but it is not shining some particular thing. It is more than think about it, something. In this way, your mind, your function of mind kept in your practice. So he said, think unthinkable. How do you think the unthinkable? How do you think the unthinkable? And this is very interesting. But how do you think the unthinkable? The sun is not shining some particular thing. So the sun is just the sun. It is not trying to shine anything. It is right there, just there. But someone happens to appear near the sun, it will shine some object. That is, you know, how the sun shines everything. So how do you think the unthinkable? There's no way. How is the way? Because we don't know how. Not how. So there you can put anything. How. This way is how. That way is how. So all the way is how. This is how. This is how. It is like a fact. Cat is fat, dog is fat. What is there? You ask people. But fat. Fat may be a mouse, a cat, a dog. So how or fat means what it means is very deep. How do you think the unthinkable? This is not just question. It is a strong statement. How do you think the unthinkable? This is not interrogative. It is strong affirmative sentence. How do you think the unthinkable? Unthinkable thinking is how. In what way you think, that is how. That is the unthinkable. But you have no notion of. Thinking about anything. That is our practice. How do you think the unthinkable? Think beyond thinking and unthinking. Think beyond thinking and unthinking. Your thinking should be beyond I think or I don't think. It must be right there, always. This is the important phase of cross-legged sitting. We sit in this way. This is how different it is our practice. That is why we should practice that and you should not neglect our zazen. Because you think something else is more important. Why something is important for you is because of this practice. So if you forget all about the practice, you lose your life. Whatever you do, it doesn't work. If you insist, it works. You lose yourself. You are no more. You vanish from the world. If the earth says, I don't want the sun, what will happen to it? There's no other way to vanish from the cosmic world. Because of this unthinkable thinking, we exist. We can think, we can live. Without this unthinkable, we cannot think. It changes into delusion. If you insist on it, it means you are involved in dark, deep delusion.